Hello, everybody. My name is Criselda Kekana, Chisa Life reporter, and today we have Church in the house. Fire! If you don't know that, then you don't know Church. But we can fix that. We have DJ Big Sky in the house, and he's here to chat us through. First of all, why he made the other children go to church while they were deciding to go to a group.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Chisa. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Criselda.
Thank you so much for coming. Tell me about where the song came, how the song came about.
Maybe we should call it a piano church.
A piano church, yes, yes. Plus, okay. Now we have whistleblowers,
yeah,
and
yeah,
drummers. Yeah, take me through it. What
the spirit is rising.
The spirit is rising. Tell me.
Okay. So the long story of this, I was booked to play at a pub in Dobsonville called Roadhouse.
Okay.
Went there to play. After I played, I got introduced to Lou, the DJ who makes piano beats and stuff. Mm-hmm. While I was having a chat with him, a random guy, he is or was a barman then, starts playing on the mic.
Okay.
To say. So emceeing on the mic, start singing, start chanting. Next thing, it comes up with the whole kabaribe baba fire. And the whole place just loses it. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. So after he does that, I call him up, introduce myself. He's like, okay, I know you, dog. Okay, we speak up a bit. I'm like, how's about we put this on a record? It's like, yeah, you tell me when to come to studio. A few days later, call him up to studio. 3 hours later, we've got the song.
Here's a song.
Yeah.
So this person was literally just playing there. Just it's one of those Ilin Nake Testa Maiki.
Yeah.
Situation.
And then you literally come up with something that with just moves the nation. You know. Honestly, we never thought it'd get this far.
Mm-hmm.
We just felt we're enjoying this. Let's try to make a song out of it. We made a song out of it, and I mean, little kids, grannies, people in clubs, people in the streets, people in church.
People in church. I was just the people in church are jumping on it because I was like,
you know,
how? First of all, are you a Christian?
Yes. I say that slowly because I'm not like a staunch Christian. You know?
So you're not like go to church every Sunday time?
No, I won't even lie. But I believe in God. I'm a whistle goer.
I get you.
So I do believe in God strongly.
Yeah.
But I'm not a staunch Christian.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, but you knew what was happening when the person was Karibi Baba, that he's imitating a pastor.
Everyone knows. I mean, we know the churches that speak in tongues or pray in tongues, etc. You know, so it was a nice play to it. Then once we did the whole studio thing, then we put a twist in it and not literally just make it about church. But if you hear the song, it says, "Umthando makhelwane ungathuyathakatha," you know.
Right. Now, so a love your neighbor type
vibe. You know what I mean? And that cuts across everyone, whether you're Christian or you're not, you know.
True. So you were careful not to let it kind of cut other people out. You wanted it to include everybody, whether you're Christian or not, just enjoy.
Yes. And the initial step of making the song wasn't even about Christianity.
True.
You know,
true.
It just had a nice ring to it. And then we just built it to be a love your neighbor type of song. Once you start listening to the lyrics and forget the cover, then you realize, actually, this is what it means. You know?
Right.
Because there's parts there that say, Satan is sugendlelin, in that, then it's a play of words to speak about just removing any negativity in your life. You know, today you could just walk out into your office and somebody's like, ah, you look bad today. Like, I sat on a sugar
fire.
Yeah. You know? So that's what the song is about.
All right.
Yeah.
So it plays at clubs mostly.
Yes.
Right. People are usually, you know, having their drinks and a little bit tipsy and a little bit drunk. Have you randomly had people just like walk up to you and be like, fire, or like try to start praying for you, or like any, you know, random acts?
Yeah, well, it happens all the time, and as it should be, you know. I'm sure people that sing love songs get people that come to sing to them.
True.
You
true.
Know, so even.
But you have people now trying to pray for you.
Yeah. And why not? I mean, let them come. I mean, we probably need the prayers.
True, true. Hey.
Yeah, so carry on, guys. I mean,
Continue praying.
If you see me on the random, come up to me. Kavaribe baba, fire. Give me the blessings. I appreciate them.
Right, yeah. Right. Okay, so the song blew up. And, you know, when I'm Ngosi, when I'm a Gogo, everybody
yeah.
knows the song.
Yeah.
So where to from here? How do you kind of use the momentum that the song has created for your future projects, if there are any? What are we doing?
No, of course. We're currently finalizing my EP. So an EP is going to be coming out soon. Maybe very soon. So obviously you can never just rely on one big song, you know. You need to build.
I mean, unless
on
you're Mkharimbe, because national
yeah,
anthem.
Yeah, but I mean, national anthem. How many bookings does he get? You know,
no
offense to him, but I mean, it's always difficult. Like Casper couldn't have never relied on Dog Shebeleza alone.
Yeah.
Needed to
yeah.
put in the work as
to
well.
Have
you know,
a catalog.
To sustain, exactly. To sustain the career, you need more music, or you need more of what you're doing to put out to people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So right now, that's exactly what we're doing. I'm actually from studio as it is now.
Oh.
We're working on material that we're going to put out soon.
All right.
So people must be on the lookout.
I hope the people heard that. All right. And
yeah.
then now for people that do not know, Where do you come from? Where were you born? What made you who you are? What place? What influence?
All right. I'm born in Soweto.
Okay.
Parakwanath Hospital. Like I think everybody who originates from Soweto was from
it's
there.
Born there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm born in Soweto, Deep Kloof, grew up in Dobsonville. Spent most of my life there.
Mm-hmm.
And I studied chemical engineering, ironically.
Hmm.
But I've always loved music. You know, I was those guys that performed at school, post that, even in varsity. I'd have like small groups that were performing there and stuff, you know.
So you've always been that guy.
Yeah, I've always been that guy.
Then why chemical? What?
No, you know, look.
Or was it like a, you know, like a black people thing? Have a career.
Have a career. And it's something I could do.
Okay.
Right. So, I used to excel in chemistry at school and physics, etc.
Nice.
And when I finished school, my dad was like, find something, engineering something, you know, and at the time, engineering was very big. So chemical engineering became the obvious choice. Did that, dropped out of it, went to pursue my career, started DJing. Was
I'm
part of
quite
DJ
sure Papa
Moose's.
Wasn't happy about
no,
that.
No, he wasn't. I mean, I'm sure only in the last sort of 5 years only he adjusts to it. It's okay, maybe he's not really hungry.
He's not a starving artist.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So I started out, was part of DJ Mbu's crew. Mbuso, why am I saying Mbu? DJ Mbuso, the legendary shout out,
yep.
Was part of his crew. DJed all across Soweto. Then it started becoming slow in terms of finance. I went back to the career,
mm-hmm.
Worked a bit, finished the diploma, but the field wasn't really enticing. Then
yeah.
I came back again and, you know, tried to realize the dream.
Couldn't escape your calling, huh?
Nah.
Kept calling and calling.
It kept calling. And then I answered. And then today, you know, we've got one of the biggest songs in the country. So I think it was for a reason.
Yeah. Do
yeah.
you believe in divine intervention?
Yeah, for sure. For so sure.
All things work together.
All things work together. And this song for me has become a testament of that, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, I literally met Lou, the DJ who created the beat to the song, and Spanga, who sang this hook at the same time, basically.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it was at a very tricky time for me in my life where I was like, maybe I should just quit this thing. It's not happening, you know?
Yeah.
And this thing happened and it blew up. And today I'm having the interview with Criselda.
Right. Live,
you know, I mean,
right.
I mean,
it could be Oprah tomorrow. So, okay, fine.
We're building.
Yeah, building. Slowly but surely. All right. So we're expecting an EP from you.
Most definitely, yeah.
I mean, you have to ride on the momentum to create something even bigger if you can. And what would you like to say to the people? You know, it takes some artists a long time to build a fan base.
Yeah.
And some artists just start and it's like the fan base has been ready for the artist.
Yes.
And you have that kind of support. What would you like to say to them?
First of all, this thing is not going to be easy. No matter how talented you are, it's not going to be easy. I've been in the industry maybe for 15 plus years, right? I've done gigs. I found other streams for capital.
Yeah.
Except for just waiting for that one hit song.
Yeah.
Right. So sometimes the stress is because you cannot do maybe what you think you want to do, but you can always find other means to sustain your life while chasing what you want to achieve, you know, and never give up. I almost did.
Well, fire to that because you didn't.
Yeah, never give up, you know. You can always maybe find something else to do to make money and stuff and still pursue your dream as a side hustle, you know.
Yeah, never letting go.
Never letting go of it, yeah.
I get that. Yeah. I think that's kind of the motto everyone is going with right now.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
Times are hard.
I mean, not just financially. Now we're dealing with coronavirus, but that's a whole situation on the other side.
I had to sanitize my entire body walking into this building. It's hard.
Could be. Anyway, maybe you could just shout fire. It will go. I don't know. I feel like if there's enough faith in it, you could do it.
Go to China and do that.
I'm going to put you on a hotspot. What's your favorite scripture?
Scripture?
Yes.
Guys, I just can't
be thinking about fires here and you don't know.
Yeah. Wow. That's a very hot spot.
Yep. Come on, Sunday school. Come on.
I'm trying to think now. I don't even know if it's a scripture or it's just people saying, but you know, God loves us all.
Well, he does.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what scripture that is, but he sure does.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, definitely. I think that would be like John something where God so loved the world, he gave his only son. I think that's the one.
Why are you asking me if you know this?
Well, like me, when I shout fire, I do the things when I shout fire.
Pastor Grizel.
Amen.
Where's your church? I think I must join. I need to know.
You know what? There's a calling there. I smell it. We'll see. Thank you so much for pulling through. And I guess in Karibaba fire spirit, we could just say amen and end this.
Thank you very much. And I want to give a huge shout out to the boys that are featured on the song.
Yes.
Lou the DJ and Spanga. Big shout out, boys.
Also, I think Spanga had the spirit when he did that Karibaba fire thing. Yeah. It's a story for another day. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Priscilla.